Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Councilmember Lane Miller. And over the phone, I've got Ted Hinckley. And we're going to be talking all about culture connection. We've already had a few under our belts. And Lane, how did the one go the last week?
It was rained out.
Rained out?
Yes. But the one before that was fabulous.
Weather is always a beast of burden for us, isn't it?
If you do something outdoors, there's a chance it's not going to happen.
That's right. It's either rain or wind, one or the other around here. So then let's kick it into this one. We got to get through the one this week. Fabled Folk are coming to town. And Ted, we've talked about them. I want to say they've been here before, and I don't know if you know that or not. But let's talk about Fabled Folk and where they're from and what they're going to do for us.
Yeah, the Fabled Folk, I think they came with an Excellence in the Community show a couple of years ago. They're a really fun group. They definitely play Celtic instruments and have a Celtic flair, but they're also young people, so they migrate towards popular stuff done in a Celtic folksy way. They feature Grace Monson, who for sure is one of the best fiddlers in Utah, and their stuff's a lot of fun. It's going to be you're going to recognize what they're playing, but it's going to have a different flair than what you're maybe how you're used to hearing that song.
So would we call it Celtic covers, maybe?
Celtic fusion, maybe.
Okay.
Celtic fusion might be a word or a title. But they're a lot of fun. They have a lot of fun playing, and I think that comes across as you'd see them perform.
Well, then let's just say it. Celtic fusion is a word now, Ted. How's that sound?
Okay.
We've created a word here.
We love fiddlers. I'm glad you mentioned that. We love fiddlers here.
It's one of those great things that everybody enjoys in our area. So I would imagine that this is going to be, a lot of the stuff will be pretty high energy.
Yeah, for sure. But they're not going to scare anybody away.
So a lot of opportunity to get up and dance.
That's right.
A lot of toe tapping.
And the weather looks fabulous.
And Lane just ruined it because he said the weather looks fabulous.
It does. I have faith.
All right. So let's talk from your perspective, Lane. What time are we going to get started off down there and everything else for all the folks?
I would advise everybody to come a little early and get something to eat. We start at 7 o'clock, right on the button, and we usually go until 8:30, maybe even 9 o'clock.
Now, have we got food trucks lined up and those kinds of things
that'll
be there?
Yeah, we're going to have some food.
And if nothing else, you know what? Go to a restaurant there on Main Street. Go hang out at the Mecca or someplace like that.
Yeah,
grab something to eat.
Brown bag it. Bring it to the park.
It's always going to be a lot of fun. Once again, Ted, the Fabled Folk, we're going to call it Celtic Fusion. And these guys just sound like it's going to be a good time to be had down there at Culture Connection on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I think if people come there, they're going to love it.
All right, so
and we're in the Peace Garden.
We're going to be in the Peace Gardens.
Yep.
And hope for good weather.
Weather's going to be great, and it's free.
That's the other good thing.
It is, yep.
It's time, and I think we're starting to get people to come out more now, and they're starting to kind of open the door and come out of their houses and see what's going on outside now.
It's always fun. There's nothing better than sitting on a lawn chair, drinking some ice water and enjoying the music and sharing it with your friends. The social possibilities are terrific.
That's true, too. So make sure you're down there once again. Grab you something to eat. Grab your chairs. Head on down. Get ready for a great night of dancing and music with Fabled Folk this Thursday at the Price City Peace Gardens, all part of Culture Connection. So go on down and have fun. Lane will be there.
I will.
If nothing else, you can go talk to Lane.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not. I'm not that far down the list, but the social possibilities are wonderful.
All right, Lane, thank you so much for coming in today. And Ted, thank you for joining us over the phone. We're going to talk to you next week about another great Culture Connection, Rustic Poets. We'll be back next week and talk about that one. Until then, though, Ted, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.